ने नमस्ते सरस्वती गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी तस्कचारि मुकारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु
गौरभक्त वृंद
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण
कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम राम हरे हरे
शिल प्रभुपाद की
जय
शिल लोकनाथ महाराज की
जय
गौर प्रेमानंद Today is a very important day in the lives of the disciples who come together to glorify their spiritual master. This ceremony is called Vyasa Puja. Vyasadeva is a literary incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead who has given the Vedic scriptures for the enlightenment of the conditioned soul. Vedic scriptures give the conditioned soul a clear pathway from through which he can pass from the material to the spiritual world. The Vedic scriptures is a guidebook for directing the conditioned souls back home, back to Godhead. And Vyasadeva is the one who gives the Vedic scriptures. Now our own spiritual master. A ceremony, a birthday celebration, is called Vyasa Puja. Why? Why do we worship our Srila Vyasadeva through our own spiritual master? The reason is very simple. Our own spiritual master represents Srila Vyasadeva and his teachings to us, and therefore guides us back home, back to Godhead, by giving us the guidebook of the Vedic scriptures. The spiritual master, however, is not like a professor who just delivers knowledge to us. The spiritual master is also the transparent via media. Without him, in other words, we would not have knowledge, and what is even more important, we would not be able to reach with our endeavors the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, in all the scriptures, it is said, Ado Guru Puja. The worship of the spiritual master comes first. So, today, all of us have assembled to celebrate the appearance day of His Divine Grace Srila Lokanath Maharaj. Srila Lokanath Maharaj is not an impersonal principle of the Guru, but he is a specific personality whom we are worshipping today. And I would like to speak a little bit today about Lokanath Maharaj from the eyes of a younger brother who is very indebted to him. Then I would like to speak a little bit about the mission of the spiritual master, and then I want to talk about a secret which I will reveal a little later when it comes to talking about it. Our contact with Lokanath Maharaj started in 1976 when the Nitai Gaur World Traveling Sankirtan Party was traveling through India under his leadership. At that time, Lokanath Maharaj had just taken the sacred order of sannyas and was now going to set out to satisfy his divine grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He wanted to, as a sannyasi, preach throughout the north of India. Now, when I came and joined the bus program, I was marking this new effulgent young sannyasi And immediately I felt a great attraction to him. The reason is a factor which is very much prevalent in Lokanath Maharaj's nature. It is his Krishna-centeredness. It is described in the scriptures, Om Tat Vishnu Paramang Padam. That means that the saintly people always look towards the spiritual world, and therefore they are able to reveal the spiritual world to all of us. Srila Lokanath Maharaj's eyes are always turned to the thoughts that spiritual reality, and therefore devotees all over the world are totally enamored and enchanted when he reveals that spiritual reality to us. You know, as his disciples, that he has revealed Brajadam to us. The first Braj Mandal Parikram was done under his guidance. Then we have seen in his kirtans, the kirtans are full with divine inspiration. In fact, I know that he prays during the kirtans to Krishna that he may bless this kirtan with his presence. So this Krishna-centeredness is also for the followers a very important, let me say, feature they should concentrate on. Once Srila Prabhupada was asked, how can one tell who is one's spiritual master? And he, Prabhupada, answered, you should see who is most attracted to Krishna. So this Krishna-centeredness, I saw that as his younger brother in a very vivid form. We in the Nita Gaur traveling Sankirtan party often would have finished our program around 10:30, 11 o'clock. So I thought now we had chanted and we had danced, our function was now over, we should go to bed. But Lokanath Maharaj did not think so, because he did not make a program out of a show, but out of the glorification of Krishna, his Krishna-centeredness. So after the program, we would continue to chant in great abundance, glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When I saw that he was not making a program as a preaching show for others, but for glorification of Krishna, and therefore continued even when the others were gone, I became convinced this personality is totally Krishna-centered. Krishna's pleasure is in front of him. That's the first symptom we should look when we approach a great soul. And in our Lokanath Maharaj, this is Krishna-centeredness or Krishna-consciousness is very, very, very vivid and clear to see. Another wonderful feature which inspired me very much in my own Krishna consciousness is his potency to give inspiration. I remember I absolutely did not want to make Padayatra in Germany, because I thought we have a bus program and we go from bus to bus and do programs there, and that's enough. But just because Lokanath Maharaj desired it, and he overcome my stubbornness, my German thick-headedness, and we did not only one Padayatra, this year we are going to do another Padayatra. Just it's a power of his inspiration and his power of his desire. The same is with Srila Prabhupada's centennial celebration. The inspiration force behind glorifying Srila Prabhupada in this centennial thing is his Holiness Lokanath Maharaj. Our whole society acknowledges this and knows it, and because he is so extremely humble and just wants to serve Srila Prabhupada, There is no enviousness on him. We live in a modern society with so many different individuals, but because Lokanath Maharaj is fully absorbed in the mission of serving his spiritual master, no one can be envious on him, seeing his great humbleness. So at the end of my little presentation, I want to reveal a secret. It is a secret which I feel is very important for all of us to understand. The situation most of us find ourselves in is that we are not living with our spiritual masters. We often live in far off places, and our spiritual master only shortly comes through these places and then is off to continue his own devotional service somewhere else. So the question, I feel, which is in everyone's mind, is how to feel always connected to our spiritual master. We all feel how our hearts become full with very nice feelings when we are in his presence, especially on his Vyasa Puja day. The question now we should ask ourselves is, how can we always feel a deep connection within our heart to our spiritual master, who is the source of our own Krishna consciousness and who is the source of our continuous inspiration in Krishna consciousness. Now, there are two secrets which I personally feel are very important to answer this question. The first secret is we should understand the mission of our spiritual master. If you want to be close to someone who is a singer, you have to show interest in singing bhajans or anything. If you want to be close to someone who likes to swim across the Ganges, you have to also learn swimming to cross across the Ganga, because that's when you can associate with him in the best way. You are close to him by doing what he does. It's said in German language, you only have someone, you only have something to do with someone with whom you are doing something. You understand? So this is only a folk saying, a proverb, but it illustrates my point that to be close to our spiritual master, we have to understand his mission. There is in his Lokanath, I cannot say that I understand the vast mission of Srila Lokanath Maharaj, but I would like to speak on two aspects of the mission of the spiritual master. One is a mission which is person oriented, in other words, which has something to do with you as his disciples, you as persons, and the other is service oriented, the service which is performed. Now it's no secret that Lokanath Maharaj likes to chant the holy names in abundance. It is no secret that he relishes the chanting of the holy name, and it is no secret that he wants his disciples to become good chanters of the holy name. It is no secret that Lokanath Maharaj is a very strict person following the orders of his spiritual master. It is no secret that he is very much oriented towards the service. That means you as his disciples have to absorb this quality and also be fixed on the order of your spiritual master and on devotional service. Now the way to do this, to be fixed on the instructions of the spiritual master, which are again twofold, one service oriented and one for your own Krishna consciousness oriented, that is a very, very simple work. It has to do with taking responsibility. If we want to become valuable instruments in the mission of our spiritual master, we have to take responsibility in our lives. And in two ways. The first way to take responsibility is for our own spiritual life. Our spiritual master has kindly given us so many instructions how to improve Krishna consciousness and how to practice Krishna consciousness. Be responsible in following these instructions. Watch your activities. Be responsible for your activities. Watch your words. Let us not talk nice words only on Vyasa Puja day. What is when we leave this saintly assembly of our spiritual master? What is when we are in our temples? Let us take responsibility for our words. And let us take responsibilities for our thoughts. The thoughts should be our mind and our heart actually, should be a dwelling place where our spiritual master can sit. Let us be responsible to have a clean heart. This is very important. And another responsibility is mission oriented. At this present moment, is Srila Lokanath Maharaj's mission is to spread centennial far and wide. Let us take a position in that. Let us take responsibility. Whatever we can do. There we take, for this area we take responsibility. In this way we will be safe and we will be actually able to take to please our spiritual master. When Maya comes and knocks at your door, bang, 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 and she sees you are, yes, that's what she does. And she sees you have taken on a responsibility and you are very busy. Then she closes the door. Oh, he has taken or she has taken responsibility. She is, he is engaged now. She or he has no time for me. I will come back after one day. And then the door opens again and again. The same question is there. Maya's agent, lust and greed and enviousness are there. Do you have time for us? Just a 5 minutes. But if you say, no, sorry, I have a big responsibility here. I'm busy. These agents of Maya will close the door and not bother you. So, two things. If we desire to be close to our spiritual master, we will have to follow his instructions for us. These instructions are twofold. They regard our service or the mission and our own personal lives. And in order to become valuable instruments for our spiritual master, we will have to take responsibility for our lives, for following the instructions in our lives, and responsibility for taking on a part in his mission. It's very important. Then we will never feel any separation from our spiritual master. We will always feel he is right there in our lives. We feel his guidance there and we feel happy. And this Vyasa Puja day is a day which we will take for the with us for the rest of our lives. So in concluding, I want to thank all of you very, very much. And most of all, I want to thank our birthday child, our birthday personality, Srila Lokanath Maharaj, for his, I want to say something personal, throughout the years in my Krishna consciousness, I'm always deriving great inspirations. Even if only a little calm message comes, I remember how Lokanath Maharaj took me to Vrindavan. I remember our personal talks. I remember when I was totally weak, how he came to me and said, here you need to drink some buttermilk, and gave me some extra prasadam. I remember how he taught me tolerance in adverse circumstances, when everything goes wrong. Lokanath Maharaj, tolerating it, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Totally Krishna-oriented, I thought, or Krishna-centered. I always remember this. Sometimes I forget, but when I see the next Prabhupada Toshani, or the next message, or the next picture or whatever, I become genuinely inspired. I'm not saying this because I have to say it, but because it comes out of the heart. So I wish you that you all take some of the burden from Lokanath Maharaj's shoulder, take part in his mission, so that he does not that he will be able to serve Srila Prabhupada long without any interruption by anything unpleasant. So I want to wish also you all the best. I want to say Krishna Matir Astu. May you always be fixed on Krishna, like you are shown throughout your lives. And I just want to request all of you to shout with me in great joy, Srila Lokanath Maharaj ki jai! Lokanath Maharaj ki jai! Lokanath Maharaj ki jai! To also present a present to Lokanath Maharaj today. I hope he hasn't, he doesn't have it already. It's a day.
Besides all the information which we are getting in such a seminar, the Sadhu Sangha is very, very important. I personally had so many enlightening exchanges with many of my god brothers and many of you, that I have a lot to digest. Now the second thing is, I've asked myself what to do with all the information which I have absorbed. I have heard from Lokanath Maharaj about the tenure and was moved again. I have heard a very interesting point from Bhurijan Prabhu today, that Devahuti, after Kapila left the house, always thought day and night about Kapila, and in that intense desiring, she arrived, separation, she achieved full Krishna consciousness. I heard this and to hear this, it was just, it was very befitting in my life. There are other informations, Ravindra Swarup Prabhu seminar, I have really thought, whoo, I'm also in the concealment category sometimes. I must think about this deeply. Veerabhadra Prabhu just solved a doubt which I always heard from when I'm preaching, that people say, Prabhupada tainted his translation of the scriptures with the bhakti element, but he really did not translate them as they are. Veerabhadra gave, just defeated that totally. I have heard from Shonaka that we are always thinking of tactics and working, but we rarely make a strategy and a plan of action. From all of the devotees, I have not visited all the programs. I have gotten a point. Now I don't want to be like a prison guard who takes the information, locks them in the cell, and never does anything, keeps them like prisoners. I think the way to deal with it is to now reflect them with my own intelligence into my service areas, and in this way own these ideas and concepts and realize them. That's the second thing I thought about. The third thing is, it was wonderful. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Govinda 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 ki jai,